And you say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not...
positive.
Well, I'm not really...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's right. But.
Okay. And if someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say, he, what, hated the place?
He didn't like it. He hated the place. He just didn't want to go.
Did you ever say he plumb hated it or purely hated it?
Yes, yes. Remarks of plumb hated something or other. That, I don't know what that means and how you'd handle it, but I've heard them remarks a lot.
Uh-huh. And you'd say it wasn't just a little cold, it was...
a whole lot.
Okay, it was what cold? It was...
freezing cold.
And... someone said something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it. You might say, why, they're very...
I'd have such a thing.
And if a man was hammering and hit his thumb, what might he say?
It all depends on who it was.
What would you say?
I don't think I'd say anything, only I've got a mashed thumb.
And what would you say if someone said something that surprised you? What exclamations would you have?
Well, I've heard so many things that surprised me in my life that I wouldn't know what I would think some of them.
Do you ever say land sakes or anything like that?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Heard that a lot of times. Land sakes, I've done so and so.
And if you kind of, if you realized you'd done something stupid, you were kind of disgusted with yourself, what might you say?
I say I made a mistake.
Do you ever say shucks or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say that?
Just say, well, shucks, I shouldn't have done so-and-so. Shucks, I did do so-and-so, something like that, you know.
Okay. And if some people were leaving your house after visit, you'd say, well, I hope y'all...
have a good trip home.
And I hope I get to see y'all...
soon.
Or sometime...
later.
And... if someone had done you a favor, you might say, thank you, I'm much...
appreciate you.
Or I'm much...
enjoy it.
Okay. Did you ever say obliged or obliged?
Obliged, yeah. That's something else. Got a lot of things to come into.
What do you mean?
Well, I just mean... I just don't know what I do mean, in a sense. It's a word that's used a whole lot. Much obliged this, and obliged that, and other things, for things that's been done, you know.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, he ran down the springboard and what into the water?
Springboard?
Springboard.
Oh, I'd say dive or dove.
And several children have already done what?
Dive in.
And that child was too scared to...
dive in.
And he got in the water and went across.
Swim.
And several children have...
swum over.
And you say that child doesn't know how to...
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might...
drown.
And you say yesterday somebody...
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already...
passed out.
Because he was already... it's too late, he was already...
full of water.
Completely...
drowned. Dead. Completely drowned.
And if you...
let me tell you a story about that.
Okay.
I got a nephew that sees after a big swimming pool up here on his time off. He's principal at Grayson School up there. And they come down there, and there were 7 or 8 or 10 girls came down there, and one of the girls walked up and said, this little colored girl over here wants to know, do you care if she jumps off in that springboard out yonder? He said, no, I don't care for her jumping off. She wants to jump off now. That's her business. Let her jump off. She went out there and jumped off. She came from a darn leak in water. And he hadn't got it out. She'd have drowned it. She just wanted to jump off from there. Can you beat that? That actually happened.
How old was she?
14, 15 years old. Great big kid. I think they're 7th and 8th grade now. That's about what they were.